Human Rights Watch has released new satellite images that show some 300 villages in Myanmar's Rakhine State have been partially or totally burnt down. The destruction since August 2017 includes tens of thousands of structures, primarily homes, inhabited by Rohingya Muslims. HRW says images reveal that Myanmar's army intensified efforts to destroy the villages after officials claimed clearance operations had ceased. Myanmar government forces have been attacking Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State since October 2016. New drone footage shows thousands of Rohingya refugees attempting to flee the Buddhist-majority country. The UN has condemned Myanmar's crackdown as ethnic cleansing, putting the latest number of the refugees who have fled to Bangladesh at 582,000. Mang Zarni is an activist and scholar who joins us to share with us his thoughts on this. We're looking at a situation that has evolved over time. It's nothing new, but it has increase in momentum in terms of the world attention, all the way to the UN coming out on many occasions now. But yet, on the ground, facts are still pointing to the Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar because of the government forces. Why isn't that being addressed, do you think?
Well, I think the United Nations has known this situation. Fundamentally, the state-directed persecution of the Rohingyas over the last almost 40 years since the UN High Commissioner for Refugees first got involved in the first exodus of Rohingyas back in 1978. I mean, 1978, that's almost 40 years. And UN has, when this genocide cross over from the last century to the 21st century now, the UN is still pussyfooting around it. And then, just as it had pussyfooted around Rwanda and Srebrenica. So this is, the UN Security Council's position and complete lack of inaction after half the population has been exterminated or expelled. It's utterly outrageous. I mean, it is outrageous that the UN has not come up with a single unified position when it is confronted with yet another genocide at its doorstep.
Do you think there's a concerted effort, since you say that this has spanned over decades, and you mentioned Srebrenica, that perhaps there's a concerted effort to target Muslims then as a whole, in the case of the UN, for whatever reason?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would not go so far as to say that United Nations is, anti-Muslim or is involved directly in the genocidal killings of the Burmese or Muslims in other places. But I would say this. I mean, the United Nations seem, or definitely the Security Council, is not driven by any humanistic, vision or value or concern for human well-being. Whether they're the Christians or Muslims or Buddhists are the victims. But it is it's driven solely by the interest of the five veto-wielding powers. And so, I mean, what we are seeing is actually the strongest indictment of the paralysis of the UN. And UN is complicit in the Myanmar genocide of Rohingyas. I mean, just today in The Guardian, the even World Food Program, a UN agency operating in Burma, shelved its six-page report about the extreme hunger and severe malnutrition that is being experienced by 80,000 children under the age of five, and all of them are Rohingya Muslim. The World Food Program shelved this six-page report, at the request of Myanmar government that is, conducting these, genocidal operations against the Rohingya. So UN is complicit in what is happening there. So I don't really see how the United Nations is going to get its act together after almost 600,000 Rohingya fled, almost like 100,000 a week over the last 7 weeks. It is outrageous.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Mazani, activist and scholar there from London.